Thank you, Chair. I would also like to react on the proposal to add documents to paragraph one. I would like to draw the attention of delegates that the standards, or yeah, these instruments that have been proposed, that are already referred to in paragraph 24 of the preamble. And I would like to also reinforce some of the comments that have already been made and that refer to the order in which different types of standards are referred to. The way we understand it is that the preamble, the text as it states, it reflects the UN practice of mentioning first the binding standards and to start with the UN Charter as the constitution of this organization. So in that sense, we're a bit surprised to see that there's soft law instruments are being proposed as being referred to first, also taking into account that until now, the deliberations in the last few days, we have always been reminded to use as much as possible text from binding instruments. That having been said, obviously some of the other proposals that have been made to include reference to some other conventions and standards that have been mutually agreed, that's different, such as the ILO conventions or other covenants, as mentioned by South Africa. And I also would say that the proposal also to refer to the Convention on Biological Diversity and its protocols may be a proposal that could be taken into consideration, especially given that we use, or some of the texts in different articles of the declaration is actually based on these texts. And then the second point I would like to make regarding the reference to Mother Earth, I would also like to underline that paragraph 13, as it is formulated now, is not imposing anything or is not prescriptive. It's just recognizing that this concept, this term, is referred to by different countries and in different regional spaces, and is included also in some UN documents, as has been said by different delegates. Thank you very much.